Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randall. Dive into the live courtroom drama as we bring you unfiltered audio from one of the most riveting trials of the year. Accused of multiple marital murders, Randall's fate unfolds before us. Join us as we navigate the testimonies, the tension, and the truth behind the headlines. This is Dark Vows.
So again, thank you very much. So, Detective, as I was saying, why was that significant for your investigation?
Because we didn't find in the hallway ballistic evidence that supported the description that Mr. Randolph had given for the shooting. But we did find that ballistic evidence in the garage, which gave us an indication that the shooting actually occurred in the garage or right at the door leading into the garage.
Now, I want to turn your attention to that garage for a moment. Give me a minute. Publishing 53. Who's that?
That's the deceased Michael Miller.
Right. And now I'm publishing 54. Is there something in this photograph that was significant in your investigation?
Yes, there was. This is a ski mask that was found in this position when we arrived at the scene.
When you examined it, did you notice anything about its condition?
Yes, the crime scene analyst with gloves examined it. We did not find any defects in it, like bullet holes or blood on the ski mask or tissue or anything else.
Based off of what was relayed to you by Mr. Randolph, was the fact that there wasn't any, and I don't want to, let me backtrack because I just didn't listen to the answer to the end of your answer. I apologize. I know you mentioned the no bullet holes. Did you see any apparent blood on that mask?
No blood or tissue.
Okay. Given the absence of bullet holes, blood, and apparent tissue, was that significant in relation to what you had learned from Mr. Randolph?
Yes, it was.
Why?
Because Mr. Randolph described colliding with Mr. Miller in the doorway, and he was wearing the ski mask, and that he started shooting at him continuously until he went to the floor in the garage, and then he fired an additional one or two rounds into Michael Miller's head.
Is that shooting at this masked individual something that is relayed in general on the 911 call?
Yes.
Is this shooting at Mr. Miller when he's wearing a mask relayed in his May 9th interview?
Yes.
Is that same information about shooting Mr. Miller while he's wearing a mask relayed during the walkthrough a week later?
Yes.
And was that information about shooting Mr. Miller while he's wearing a mask relayed in his June 3rd interview?
Yes.
Okay, I know we'll get to that interview later, but the bottom line is that is something that is relayed by Mr. Randolph multiple times.
Correct.
When you walked towards the kitchen area, did you notice that there was any doors that gave an access point out of the interior of the house?
Yes, there were doors on the south side of the house off of the kitchen.
Okay. Were those doors open when you arrived?
They were.
Okay. Was that of significance in your investigation?
Well, it could have been. We weren't sure if maybe the door was open.
Mr. Wee, was there's somebody with him because he's previously testified that there was a CSA with him at the time. So can you clarify that, Mr. Randolph?
At all times processing the scene, detective, do you have someone with you?
Yes, the crime scene analyst. There's a senior crime scene analyst and then a CSA-2 that are going to be at the scene the entire time.
And just for clarification, my question was it significant for your investigation? When you're using the word we, are you referring to yourself and Detective Wilson? Are you referring to CSA? It's just the pronoun gets a little confusing, but...
I get it. I'll say I.
Okay.
I saw that the doors were open, and that could be significant, given that could be an entry point for Mr. Miller into the residence.
Were there any signs of forced entry to that back door?
There were not.
Ultimately, when you start reviewing, do you observe in the garage some plastic bags?
Yes.
All right. What are contained in those plastic bags?
It's clothing. There was a pair of pants, and there was a plaid shirt. There was a pair of, well, not a pair of tennis shoes. There's one tennis shoe, and the other tennis shoe is underneath Mr. Miller's leg.
All right. Do you find any jewelry in that bag?
Not in the plastic bag, no.
Okay. Is there a black fabric bag as well?
Yes, there was a black fabric Walmart bag that was there. There was a towel in there and a Megabucks T-shirt, and there was quite a bit of costume jewelry.
Okay. Were there keys also located?
Yes, there were.
Where were those keys found?
Inside the black fabric bag.
I want to publish 168. Is this the contents of the jewelry within the black fabric bag?
Yes, it was.
All right. There are how many keys down here in the corner?
There are four keys. The one on the left was found to open the front and back door. The one next to it was found to open the safe found in the Randolph's master bedroom closet. And those are two of those round high security keys. We didn't find what those went to. Those are in the bag as well.
But all four are found inside that black bag.
Correct.
When you walked through the kitchen, did it appear to be rummaged through at all?
No, not at all. It was very, very neat and tidy, except for one. There was a knife on the cutting board that seemed out of place.
Okay. How about the kind of the family TV room? Did that appear rummaged through at all?
No.
Was there a more formal sitting room as well?
Yes.
Did that appear rummaged through at all?
No.
Is there a little den? Some kid stuff is in there?
Yes, with French doors.
What was the condition of that room?
It seemed well kept.
How about the other rooms kind of in that hallway? There are two rooms on the left. If you were facing where Sharon was, there's kind of two rooms to the left. Is that correct?
Right. You're facing south, and there are going to be two rooms on the east side of the house.
Let me publish what's been admitted as 214. Let's talk about this northeast bedroom. Is that the office?
That's the office where Mr. Randolph retrieved the 9mm.
Right. What is the condition of that room?
I mean, it seemed relatively straight. We had there was a 22 caliber handgun that was found in there. There was a piece of luggage that was near a trash can by the desk. There was some fabric on top of it, and we found the one handgun in there. But other than that, it appeared fine.
There was a computer whole setup, right, in that room?
Yes.
Anything about the computer and the electronics disturbed at all?
It didn't appear to be.
All right. And then when we look at this east bedroom, and that's the drum room, is that right?
We refer to it. The room had, with a lot of the area in the room was taken up with a full drum set, so we called it the drum room.
Do you remember anything disturbed, knocked over in that room at all?
There was a dresser in there with several of the drawers that were opened partially. There was a side door that swung out. There were a couple of bags on the floor to the east of that that dresser. Then we found a 38 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun that was up against the north wall of that room. or excuse me, south wall of that room.
So publishing, publishing 94, is this kind of a view looking into that hallway?
Yes, we're looking in a southwesterly direction, and you can see into the master bedroom.
So this is the reference to maybe a cabinet's open and a drawer is kind of partially opened?
Correct.
Publishing 96, is that kind of another angle of that dresser?
Yes.
But it doesn't appear any of the contents of these dressers have been dumped out?
No.
Publishing 99, and that's the condition of kind of the rest of that room?
Yes, we're looking northeasterly from the doorway.
Let's talk about that office for a second. Publishing 126, is that the state of what the office with the computers look like?
Yes.
Publishing 123, is this another view from the office?
Yes, it is. We're looking southwest out into the hallway. You can also see part of that hanging shoe rack in the closet.
Publishing 125, is that another angle of that office as well?
Yes, it is. We're looking back the opposite direction, northeast.
And then publishing to 124, are we just kind of rotating a little bit to the left?
That's correct.
You mentioned you also walked through the master bedroom, is that correct?
Yes.
Publishing 106, is this a look at kind of slightly inside the entryway of the master?
Yes, it is.
And what are these couple of boxes here? What do these appear to be?
They are drawers from, if you were to go up from there, you can see a cabinet, like a curio kind of cabinet that's hanging on the wall directly above that little angel. There you can see it. And the drawers would go into the bottom three slots there.
Okay. Publishing 110.
Can I go back to that last exhibit? Which one is that?
Sure. I apologize, Your Honor. For the record, I was publishing 106, and you're indicating that these drawers fit in what is publishing 109, this structure that's affixed to the wall.
Correct.
Publishing 110, is this kind of the state of that dresser?
Yes, we're looking southeast in the master bedroom.
Did it appear as if any, I mean, I know there's some clothes kind of, I guess, hanging on the side of it, but did there appear to be anything dumped out on the floor on the other side of that bed?
No.
Publishing 112, is this the condition of the master bedroom at the time that you walked through?
Yes.
Do there appear to be any comforters or sheets on this?
No.
You mentioned that in the drum room next to Sharon, you found a revolver. Is that correct?
Yes, a .38 Smith & Wesson.
And you mentioned, publishing 214, so that in this room, and that is that the 15 signifying that revolver?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned, let's talk about this office here. Is there another firearm found in there?
Yes, there was a Smith & Wesson .22 caliber revolver.
Does your investigation determine which of these two revolvers was used to shoot Sharon?
Yes. The Smith & Wesson revolver indicated by 15, the .38 caliber, was found to have the hammer down on an expended .38+, which means plus powder or power, depending on who you're talking to. So there's a little bit of extra energy that it communicates, and it's a semi-jacketed hollow point.
Okay, so and publishing 90. That's that firearm, correct?
Yes, it is.
Publishing 101. Is that a close above it?
Yes, it is.
So this is the gun, and ultimately your analysts, forensic analysts, determined that this is the gun that actually shoots Sharon in the head.
That's correct.
But Mr. Randolph indicates that another gun was found on Mr. Miller. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that, through the course of these interviews, is that the gun that he says Mr. Miller is potentially about to shoot him with?
Yes.
Okay. And where is that gun ultimately recovered from? Where does Mr. Randolph say he got that gun from?
He said that he got it from underneath Mr. Miller, and that he brought it into the house, and that he said he was aiming for the trash can, but he threw it into the office, and it ended up landing on top of some fabric covering a piece of green carry-on luggage.
Okay. Publishing 127. Do you see that green carry-on in the photograph?
Yes, I do.
Where is it? If you take your mouse, just kind of put it over in that area.
This is the carry-on luggage.
All right. Let the record reflect the witness identified a piece of luggage in the bottom left-hand corner, 127. Publishing 128, is that a close-up of that same piece of luggage?
Yes, it is.
And publishing 129, is that the close-up of the gun?
Yes, it is.
All right. You mentioned that you have training and experience in handling firearms.
Yes.
Which is the more powerful of the two firearms?
The .38 caliber, no question.
Okay, so not this gun?
No.
Okay, why is that?
Well, the .22 caliber long rifle rounds that are in there are being fired out of a short barrel, so they're going to be less velocity than you would get out of a rifle, but it's way, way lighter bullet, traveling at approximately the same speed as a standard 9mm. With the .38 caliber plus, or the plus P is what it's called, you're getting significantly higher velocity and a much, much heavier bullet, in addition to the fact that the .22 caliber is just a round nose, a soft lead. It has no jacket on it, whereas the .38 is a semi-jacketed hollow point designed to expand on impact and create more damage.
So based off of what you've learned, not just from those briefings, but the subsequent interviews, Mr. Randolph's explanation is that Mr. Miller uses the more powerful weapon to kill his wife and then seemingly drops it for some reason.
Yes.
When you conducted interviews with him, I mean, I know you do one later with him, but you've also listened to the June 9th interview.
May 9th, yes.
I'm sorry, May 9th, I apologize. Does the defendant indicate that he communicated to Mr. Miller that that night he was leaving Mr. Miller to go hang out with his wife?
Yes.
Did he indicate that he had to drop Mr. Miller off because he had to be the one to pick up and drive his wife to dinner?
That's correct.
Okay. So, according to the defendant's explanation, Sharon comes in and is shot with one gun, and then he decides to, I guess, drop the gun.
Yes.
Does Mr. Randolph ever explain at any interview or any juncture why he would do that?
Judge, objection as to Mr. Randolph having to explain why Mr. Miller, who just murdered somebody, dropped a murder weapon and then was leaving. I don't think he can do that or could be expected to do it.
Well, I think if he relayed that information in an interview, it can be shared. If he can't, he can't.
If he relayed it, the detective can share, but I don't think the detective can testify to an expectation.
Sure. I'll rephrase the question. Did Thomas Randolph ever relay to you why or how Mr. Miller abandons that gun?
No.
But that was the gun he successfully used to kill his wife?
Yes.
According to Mr. Randolph?
Yes.
Judge, I object to that. I object to that it was, that Mr. Randolph ever said it was the .38 that was used. I think it's the opposite. If he could say a page number or rephrase it.
Well, Mr.
Miller,
if you could rephrase the question and specify who is he and specify what it is that was said.
Sure. Understood. And I get what's being mentioned. Mr. Randolph never specifies what gun is used to kill his wife, correct?
No, he just specifies which gun he got from off of Mr. Miller.
Right. Where does he say he finds the gun used to kill his wife? Where does he say he generally finds it?
Judge, he just said he didn't know.
He just said Mr. Randolph never said that, but which gun was used to kill his wife?
I apologize, and it's my fault. 38 special. Where does he say he found the 38 special?
That's not the 38 special. Damn it, 22.
We'll get there. I'm going to get there, guys. I apologize, everyone. It's all right. I apologize. Trying to confuse everyone. Publishing 101. The 38 special. Where does Mr. Randolph say he found the 38 special?
In the first interview with Detective Hardy and Mogg, he said that when he knelt down next to Sharon, that his knee was on it. So it was directly next to her body.
And it's underneath her body.
He said that he knelt down on it when he knelt next to her body.
So the gun that your team successfully determines kills Ms. Randolph is found, according to Mr. Randolph, underneath her body.
Or directly next to her body, because he knelt down to, later on, he talks about it and demonstrates it in the walkthrough video. He knelt down next to the east side of her body.
Okay. When you process and walk through this scene, is there a purse found of Sharon's?
Yes, there was.
Where was that located?
That was in the bathroom, directly off the hallway.
Nearby Sharon's body?
It's a few feet, because she's in the hallway, and the carryout from the dinner and her purse were in the
Publishing 103. Is that the purse and the charcoal grill bag?
That's correct.
Was there money found inside that purse?
You could look down inside the purse and see that there was a $100 bill and also a receipt for the charcoal room.
So there's money open in that purse?
Yes.
And it was left in the purse?
Yes.
When Mr. Miller is taken to autopsy, how much money is found on his person?
There's $4 and something in change. He just had change.
During the course of your interviews with the defendant, does the defendant offer you a possible motivation for doing this burglary is to steal money?
Yes.
But the money in her purse remained?
Correct.
Is there a medicine bag found in one of the rooms? Do you remember that?
Yes, there was.
Hold on, court's indulgence. Let's see if I can find it. Was there a bottle of prescription medicine found inside that bag?
Yes.
So it wasn't on Mr. Miller's person, it remained in that bag?
Correct.
Publishing 111, is that bag that we're talking about?
Yes.
Publishing 113, do you see a bottle of pills in there?
Yes, I do.
Could you please take your mouse and kind of, indicate where it is? All right, let the record reflect the witnesses identified what appears to be an orange pill bottle just below what appears to be a bottle of shaving cream.
And there's also a pill dispenser up at the top, and you can see a white pill up in one of the compartments.
You had an opportunity to review the interview that Mr. Randolph gives with Detective Mogg and Detective Hardy.
Yes.
When you had a chance to watch it for yourself, were there things that Mr. Randolph shared that were of concern to you for the purposes of your investigation? Sure. When you listened to the the interview, where did the May 9th interview, where does he indicate Mr. Miller is running towards when he first encounters him?
Toward the garage, the closed garage door.
Okay. You mentioned that a house key was found that had access to the back door. Is that correct?
Yes.
You had indicated when that you arrived that door was open.
Yes.
When you had observed that at the scene and observed the key in the bag, and you heard Mr. Randolph relay that Miller was, in this instance, running towards the garage, was that of significance for your investigation?
Yes, it was. It didn't make sense.
Why?
Because it would have been easy for him to turn left and go out where he came in. Instead, he's going towards a door where he knows somebody's going to be coming in. The door's closed.
This is speculation that he knows somebody's coming in. He's now telling us what Miller knows.
I can have it rephrase.
Stephen Kelly, you can testify about what this did that was significant in your investigation, but I'm just going to ask you to rephrase to testify to what somebody else was thinking.
Yes, Your Honor.
But the bottom line is, presumably there's a garage with people coming in it, correct?
Yes.
And when you walk that scene, the back door is open.
Yes.
And so that struck you as strange, that was the direction of Mr. Miller's travel, given that there was an open back door.
Yes, it didn't make sense to me.
We can want to do the break at this point. Okay. Thank you.
During this recess, you must not discuss communicating with anyone, including fellow jurors, and anybody regarding this case or its merits, either by voice phone, email, text, internet, or other means of communication. You must not rewatch this meeting or read any commentary about this case. You must not do any research, such as consulting dictionary, using the internet, or using reference to the case. You must not make any investigation, test, or theory of the case, recreate any aspect of the case, or any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own. You must not form or express any opinion regarding this case or its findings made to you.
At 12:30 will be in recess until 1:45. All rise for the jury.
You're listening to Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randolph. There's more raw courtroom drama ahead as we bring you unfiltered audio from trial. Join us as we navigate the testimonies, the tension, and the truth behind the headlines. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a minute. More Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randolph, next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.